And we're back from the Ron Scott Communications Center. And joining me is Steve McConkey, who is the Executive Director of the Seaplane Pilots Association and an annual guest. I'd just like to close out my week's show with you because, first of all, you're such an entertaining person. And second of all, you have one of the best jobs in the world, and that is you get to deal with people who fly seaplanes and float planes. And that is just a great way to go flying.
Awesome. Thank you, Steve. It's awesome to be here every year. It's been a great show. Great weather for seaplane flying and for the entire show. And just an honor to be back here sharing the spot with you again.
How's traffic been in your exhibit?
It's been tremendous. We have shattered all of our records this year, not by like 30%.
Wow.
We've had 22 lifetime members. T-shirt traffic, the membership traffic, the activities have been spectacular. The cornrow sellout, as always, it's awesome. Just good. A really good show for us.
Where is your exhibit located on?
We're in Hangar C. So on the west aisle of Hangar C, we're always there. We'll be expanding next year. We're going to actually get a third booth there. And then we've got expanded at the seaplane base this year as well. So you'll see more of a presence out there. We've got a new chairman out at the seaplane base, Mark Grassi, doing an awesome job for EAA. Just a really good show.
And I understand they have some improvements in the seaplane base out there. They've done some sprucing up a little
They've,
bit.
They have. They've added more RV camping space. Again, new leadership out there. A lot of new docks going on. Whip Air has a cabin out there now for their display. And we've, again, expanded our display in the hospitality area. We did an event last night. I did a town hall out there. Tonight we'll do the fish fry out there, and I'll be giving away some more awards and a scholarship. And then tomorrow night, the Watermelon Social out there.
Wow. Speaking of the town hall, reminds me of legislation, and that's one of the principal activities of Seaplane Pilots Association, that is to keep the waterways open for seaplanes.
That's correct.
People try, just like they do with regular airports, try to keep the airplanes away because they're noisy. They try to do the same with waterways.
Yeah, there's we have noise issues. Right now, our biggest issue is invasive species. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of resource managers concerned about invasive species, and this has been something that the boating communities had to be working on for a long time. But we have to figure out how we integrate and ensure that we're not spreading invasive species as well. So we're working with Congress. We had a bill go through on Wednesday that we're working on. It's going to need some tweaking, but we're actively engaged with all the resource managers right now, producing some great results for the members.
Right. With invasive species, I know it's an issue here in Wisconsin and some of the upper. It's not nationwide, so if you're not familiar with that, there's little critters that are in waterways that can be transferred from one to another, and they may be perfectly fine in one body of water and just detrimental to the environment in another. So boaters have to be very cognizant about draining all their tanks and making sure there's
cleaning
nobody.
Cleaning the boats, make sure there's nothing hanging on. Yeah. And, for us, it's kind of the equivalent of the third-class medical issue that AOPA and EAA and ourselves were dealing with. But this is really the big one that's our baby. And so we've been going out, getting members trained, developing online resources for them to train and self-certify themselves to inspect and decontaminate their airplanes.
Excellent. You had the FAA administrator stop by as well?
Yeah, we did. We had Dan Elwell come by with Mark Baker, and we had a ton of celebrities that were kind of incognito at the corn roast. We sold out as always. We had a gentleman from Jamaica that owns a hotel in Puerto Vallarta that has a traveling band that is just dynamite, and he was playing in the band. Just a tremendous sellout as always. If you haven't been to the corn roast at AirVenture, make sure you set Thursday night aside. It kind of competes with the Young Eagles dinner. That's the only problem, right. And we can't move the date, unfortunately. But if you're done with the Young Eagles dinner and you want to come over to another good party, come join 700 Seaplane Pilots at the corn roast.
Excellent. So we have to put that on the list for next year.
Yes,
2019.
You do.
Just like EIA starts planning early for the event, you may as well start planning your dance card for next year.
Start in October for next year.
And speaking of starting, you're starting or working on a new headquarters.
Yeah, we've got a 50-year lease on 5 acres at Winter Haven Airport in Florida. The Seaplane Pilots Association was founded in 1972, but we've never had a permanent home. So we've got a 16,000-square-foot facility with a 100-foot hangar designed. We're going to have educational displays, a lot of STEM activities going on. We'll have historical timeline, and we'll have displays of floats cut apart where people can see. We'll will host the Sun and Fun Splash In and Seaplane Banquet, and we're fundraising right now. So
any little bit will help.
Any little bit will help.
When do you hope to break ground?
I hope within 24 months.
Okay.
So we're pretty aggressive. I think we'll try to get the funding done in the next 12 to 18 months if all goes as planned. And it's being done completely on donations. We're not using a penny of membership dues to do the project. And it is fully designed down to the light bulbs. We've got Faith Technologies that has the big display over here by Hangar C going to provide us with the solar panels and the solar system. It'll have a net zero power bill for the members. So it's going to be a great facility.
Excellent. Fundraising is in progress now. If someone wants to find out more about that or donate, how can they do that?
SeaplanePilotsFoundation.org. Very easy. Seaplanes or SeaplanePilotsFoundation.org. Please take a look, or they can reach out to the association.
Good. Steve McCauley is the executive director of the Seaplane Pilots Association. And like many other aviation groups, you're also into supporting young people in aviation with scholarships.
We are. We've awarded two so far, and we have a young lady that doesn't know she's going to receive another one, receive a scholarship this evening. Hopefully she's not listening. Kind of hard for her not to, but yeah. We've awarded. So what we're looking for is 18 to 25 young career track pilots. We award a zero-cost seaplane rating at the school of their choice, including the check ride at absolutely no cost to them. We award a dozen a year, and we spread them geographically between Florida and Alaska every year.
Amazing.
So it's great stuff.
And if someone would like to apply for a scholarship, that's on the Seaplane Pilots Association
website?
It is,
seaplanes.org. There's a big tab at the top of the page that says Seaplane Scholarship, and click on that tab, and there's an online application for it.
Good. And we're talking about all the things the Seaplane Pilots Association is doing, but walk us through the steps of actually getting your rating.
Well, it's actually fairly easy. We have over 100 schools in the United States providing seaplane rating training. It counts as a BFR. Basically, you'll show up with a little bit of preparation. We've got a great video that Sporty's put out. We've got some great training books that you can read to prep you for showing up on site at the school. On site at the school, as long as your stick and rudder skills are fairly decent, in 2 to 3 days, generally 6 hours of flying, 6 to 8 hours of flying, we can make you a seaplane pilot, get you a seaplane rating, and you can be one of the 5% of pilots that have that rating. There is no written test. There's an oral test and a practical test. Guarantee you it'll be the most enjoyable rating you ever do. And then you can egg your friends on because they don't have one and you do.
Does it matter if you have tailwheel or nosewheel experience when you're getting the rating?
I paid you to ask that, right?
No.
No. What we find is tail dragger pilots, tailwheel pilots, have better stick and rudder skills typically, and so it'll reduce the amount of training. We can identify that individual very quickly because they have a more refined level of stick and rudder skills. I think one of the big things that I like talking about is with the advent of the glass cockpit, and we're seeing probably more young pilots today learning in a glass environment in Cessna 172s with the G1000, the Pipers with the G1000s, they're not really getting the same level of stick and rudder skills. We're even seeing it with airline pilots.
Sure.
And so what we find is doing the seaplane rating really for those that either, number one, never developed it from the word go, or those that may have not used it as much in recent experience, we find that it's a great review for people to get back in the groove and kind of wake up those feet and that hand-eye coordination with your feet, and it really serves them well.
Very good. And it's a wide range of aircraft, from everything from the Piper J3 Cub on up to the Twins.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Graham, the new tight end for the Green Bay Packers and co-chairman of the Young Eagles program, was here with his De Havilland Beaver.
Gorgeous Beaver, yes, which I have not flown his yet,
no?
And I need to work on that. But, yeah, we've got, you know, we're doing annual member trips. We're going out to Seattle where Jimmy keeps his airplane. At Kenmore Air Harbor, we're going to do a member trip for 1 week out in Seattle, October 1st through the 6th. The members come out. We'll have just an absolute plethora of airplanes, everything from Super Cubs, 172s, 180s, Beavers, and we'll have a chartered turbine otter every day that we take on trips. So we're going to have a private factory tour of the Boeing factory, all kinds of exciting things going on. And this is an annual trip that we're doing every year.
Good. Yes, and seaplanes get you places that you wouldn't get to otherwise.
That's right. I mean, one of the beauties is, and even in the most largest metropolitan areas, generally in 10 to 15 minutes in a seaplane, you can get a lake that most people don't have access to, that is fairly remote. My wife and I just really enjoy going to Sunday brunch every Sunday by seaplane. We fly up to the oldest hotel in the state of Florida that was built in 1883 and do Sunday brunch on the porch looking at our airplane on the shoreline.
You're going to have a bit of a trip to get there tomorrow.
Yeah. But yeah, no Sunday brunch tomorrow.
At least not there. There are donuts, however, on the flight line. So you got that going for us. Steve, any final thoughts before we wrap up?
No, Steve, I really appreciate everything that EAA does. I appreciate you having me on every year. What I would encourage the pilots and what I love coming to AirVenture for is allowing pilots to explore things outside of their normal day-to-day flying and expanding their horizons. If I can leave the pilots with one thing, it's expand your horizons, continue to chase those ratings and fly different airplanes, and just live a life full of passion and your dream. You know, it's amazing the dreams that come true through aviation. It's great.
You are located in Hangar C. Today and tomorrow, and that's if correct. Folks want more information about the Seaplane Pilots Association or getting their ratings or any of the questions that go with that, where can they find you?
Seaplanes.org. It's just super seaplanesplural.org. Look us up. We're very easy to find on the web.
All right, Steve, thank you for joining us. And that is going to wrap up our show for this year. And once again, we're very happy to have the Commemorative Air Force supporting from the stand. CAF's mission is education, so that generations of Americans will value and support the contributions of military aviation in assuring our nation's freedom. Visit CAF's website, commemorativeairforce.org, for more information. Well, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. We'll talk again in 51 weeks from EAA AirVenture Oshkosh 2019. I'm Steve Buss. This is From the Stand, and you're listening to EAA Radio.